Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. We are being heard literally all over the world in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Japan, Virgin Islands, Oman, Jordan, Pakistan, Russia, Italy, London, you name it, literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. Can you imagine more than 90 million listeners? Wow, incredible. And now we want to present to you the man who God has chosen such a time as this to lead the world into 2 billion praise nightly right here on the Blog Talk Radio. The man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. And now, without any further ado, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Good evening to all of you. This is Bernard Johnson, and I welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the blog line, and we have one platform on here and one point under the platform. That is simply to give God 1,000 thank yous for eras, for all kinds of centuries. People have never really given God this just due. They thanked him, yes, but they've been more of a give me people than a thank you people. This is the new awakening. God gave me that and said, tell the people this is the new awakening. In 1740s, they had the other awakening, the great awakening. But this is the new awakening. It's a spiritual shift from the give me approach to God to the thank you approach. And we believe that you can thank him to a miracle. And before we call, he will answer. And yet, while we are speaking, he will hear. I was on the plane. This is how it came about. And I was on my way back from Florida to Texas. And I said, God, you've been so good to me. If I could, I'd thank you 1,000 times, not knowing that that was possible. And I let my chair back on that plane and began to try to go to sleep. I was tired. And while I'm trying to go to sleep, the Holy Ghost woke me up and said, why don't you? I replied, why don't I what? I forgot. He said, why don't you thank God 1,000 times? That's the first time I heard it, other than coming out of my mouth, but coming from the Lord, I had never heard it before. I said, Lord, I don't know how to thank you 1,000 times, but I'll try. You know, and I took out my handkerchief, rather, and turned my head toward the window, and the jet on the plane made pretty good noise. And so I put the handkerchief over my mouth, and I began to just say, Lord, thank you. I kept thanking God before I knew it. I thanked him 1,100 times, rather, the first time. And then thank you. Then 200 times, thank you. Then 300 times. And I started naming things that he had done for me, putting sextants under. I started saying things like, Lord, I thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you. Talking about people who had died during the night. And thank you because there are people in the hospital who woke up who can't even move. And so I said, I thank you for starting me on my way. Thank you. I kept thanking God.
Thank you.
And I got so full in that chair on that plane, I was about to burst. I was full of the Holy Ghost. I mean, the more you thank him, the more he'll bless you. And he just started to bless me. Oh, my God. I felt like hollering on the plane, glory, hallelujah. But I wasn't in position to do that. I didn't want them to take me and strap me down. And so I got up and started walking down the aisle of the plane saying, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I looked back there and saw the restroom, and I said, well, if I could get to the restroom, maybe I can give God a shout because I'm about to burst. And on my way to the restroom, I remembered how I was born with asthma, and I couldn't breathe correctly to save my life. But at age 17, I was blowing only what you do for Christ will last and Amazing Grace. And I blew the song until I passed out. And I remembered this on the way to the restroom. That when I came to, something said, check your lungs, Lamar. And I had asthma 17 years, and I checked my lungs, and immediately, instantly, the asthma was gone out of my lungs. I went to that restroom and gave God the biggest shout I could. Amen. I knew it shook the plane a little bit, but I didn't care. I thank God for what he's done for me. And that day, I thanked God 1,000 times. And then he gave me a modified miracle after that. And he showed me something. Number one, he showed me that it only takes 15 to 20 minutes to thank him 1,000 times. And that was a phenomenal discovery. That meant that not only could we give him 1,000 thank yous, but if we could find 1,000,000 people to thank him 1,000 times, that would give us 1,000,000,000 thank yous. Amen. We found them, over 90 million. Give us a station identification, Ambassador Hagen, and then we'll come back and thank God 1,000 times. Amen. The line is open to you. Are you there? Oh, thank you, Jesus. All right. We'll move in just a minute. Are you there, Ambassador Hagen?
Praise God.
All right. God bless you. Go ahead. Give us identification.
Oh, praise him, yes. We're being heard tonight on the DDJN H Network, Dr. Bernard Johnson Network. Get right here on Blog Talk Radio. And we can be reached with the live studio. Simply dial the call numbers 646-595-2035. That number again, 646-595-2035. And we give God the praise. We're being heard literally all over the world. Oh, my Lord. Hallelujah. More than 90 million listeners. Can you imagine? And we thank God. Thank God, amen, for our chief ambassador for the excellent job that he's doing in getting this message around the world. And the world is catching on a daily basis. The stats are steady going up, and we give God praise. Continue to do the excellent work that you're doing, chief, and may God forever bless you, sir.
God bless you. And I just wanted to thank God for the 90 million people. But, you know, one is worth it all. One is worth it all. And we simply want to find at least one person who believes in thanking God 1,000 times. I want to challenge you in your hamlet. I want to challenge you in your village. I want to challenge you in your church. I want to challenge you in your home. I want to challenge you in your neighborhood, wherever you are. Will you be the one to lead people into thanking God 1,000 times for eras, for decades, for centuries? He's not received that. But this century, he is receiving it. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Make your request known unto him. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to thank him 1,000 times. Do you have a request? If you do, you want God to bless your home, want God to bless your family, you need a financial blessing, you need a physical healing, you have a problem on your job, you don't have a job, whatever it is, make your request known. I'm going to pray, and God's going to answer this prayer. Then we're going to thank God 1,000 times for doing it. Here's the music. You think about this music is going on. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, Thank you for all this request being made known unto me. We ask in the name of Jesus that you can look on all these requests. Glory, glory, glory. And grant these requests in Jesus' name. We believe it, even in advance, Lord. That's what faith is. It's the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We haven't seen them yet, but we're going to thank you in advance 1,000 times. And you who are in foreign lands and in America here and everywhere else, I challenge you. Since you've asked God for something, I challenge you now to believe him in advance for a miracle, an ultra-awesome miracle. And by symbolizing it, or you can symbolize it by thanking him 1,000 times. Let's do it right now. Heavenly Father, we give you praise check. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for bringing the system. Thank you for every request being made unto you. We believe you answered the request. Thank you. We believe that you're going to bring it to pass. And we want to say thank you in advance. Like it's already done. Thank you in advance. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jes Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God.
Listen to me now, on next Wednesday night, we're going to have our all-night sit-in. That is March the 25th. We're going to be shutting in with the Lord, I said with the Lord all night long. I want y'all to be ready at 9 o'clock. We're going to start, and we're going to go all night long to the next morning, to after the prayer line. Amen. I hope y'all hear me. And it was next Wednesday night, the 25th of March, at 9 o'clock. We're gonna try to merge these. Ambassador Hagen, if you hear me, I want to try to merge these lines and have the blog line as well as the prayer line. Over 90 million people worldwide and we want to shed in before the Lord. I want you to bring your prayer request. If you've got sickness in your home, you've got a loved one who's unsaved, and if you've got any kind of problems, you don't have a good job or whatever it may be, bring your problems that night more than ever before. Find friends.
How much you want?
All right, listen to me. I don't want
to,
have,
respect,
I don't want to have to meet with
you. Show respect for the man of God.
All right.
Oh.
Amen. I don't want to have to meet people on the line. But if you will, listen to me just for a moment. Amen. Next Wednesday is our shed-in. And we're going to shed-in all over the world. And the time of really calling on the Lord as never before. Amen. And it's just going to be a great, great, great night with the Lord. Now, I want you to be ready to shed in, ready to shed in the name of Jesus. And ready to shed in to give God glory and to give God adoration that night. It's going to be a phenomenal night just with the Lord. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm looking for people who want to carry the prayer line. This blog line, at least 30 minutes, maybe an hour. And so if you're willing to do that, I want you to call this number, 816-425, I believe that's 4894. And just say, I want to take the 9 o'clock, you can't have that, but you can start at 9:30. I want to take 9:30 to 10, or I want to take from 10 to 10:30, or I want to take 10:30 to 11. 30-minute blocks. Or if you want a whole hour block, say I want to take from 11 to 12 o'clock. And then let's see who this separates people from the real saints from those who ain't. 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock, or 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, or 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock in the morning. This is 8 a.m. I'm talking about. And maybe 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock. And then I'll take it back at 6 o'clock with the prayer line. But if you would like to have any of those hours or any of those 30-minute times, call that number, 816-425-4894, and let them know what you would like to take. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Oh, my God. Keep my mother in your prayers. And God will give her strength, great strength, and let it be visible to her. I want to be able, I want to ask God if he would bless her to be able to, this may not sound like much to you, but be able to take care of herself, to go to the restroom herself.
Yes.
We don't mind.
Oh, yes, yes.
We don't
yes.
mind taking. You have to understand that that means something to a senior. Amen.
Yes.
They want to be able to be independent. Amen. Even though we don't mind at all, but it has to do with their will to live. Well, they don't want to live if they can't really have good health and good strength. I want my mother to live. I believe that God is going to use her. I told her this today. I said, Mother, I'm releasing you to go be with the Lord if that's God's will. But I want to say to you that you never had as much influence as you have now. And God gave it to you for a reason. And I said to her, it's because God wants to use you to touch thousands, if not millions, of women who would be deceived by the devil. Except for you, you know his tricks and his schemes and his strategies better than almost anybody. I said, it's for you to help them so they won't fall in the ditch. And I believe that. I'm not trying to even get her to stay here. I'm releasing her to do whatever she wants to do. But I believe it's the will of God. That see, the enemy is trying to get seniors out of here. Because they know
Amen.
Too many of his secrets. They can help people.
Yeah. Amen.
That's why America's geared toward the youth. Because they don't want the older people to really tell the secrets of the enemy and try to help them. analyze that to see if the Holy Ghost gave me that. I know he did. But you have to be aware of that. It's all about the young people. Why? Because they're experimentation, experimental, and they have they don't know nothing. They just want to experiment with stuff and learn stuff. But there are some seniors who know it, who made those same mistakes, and they want to warn you, don't go down that road, because if you do, it will break you back. All right. All right, so pray for my brother. And I got to go tonight and go get me some rest. Thank you, Jesus. And y'all keep me in your prayers.
Oh, yeah.
I sincerely mean that. Yeah, I know. I got the victory. I know all that. That I'm more than talking about all that. I know all that. But I know one thing. Prayer changes things. And if you pray, it may be your prayer that God uses to keep me from that car wreck, or to keep me from this and that. You understand what I'm saying? God uses people. He's used people ever since the beginning of ages. Moses, he took centuries to set Moses in place. And who knows, God may have taken centuries, and I don't say this gloating, but I am aware that God takes time to set things in place. It may have taken centuries for him to set me in place for such a time as this. I do know one thing. It did take centuries for him to set a mother, Ed Lee Johnson, in place, the mother to the nation. She's one of a kind, and we want to pray that God will complete his task through her before she leaves this earth. And I pray the same thing for myself. God bless you. Love you. May you have a wonderful night, and remember that no matter what the devil says, and no matter what problem you're having or going through, if you hold on to Jesus' hand, it's going to be all right. I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. Have a wonderful night. God bless you.
God bless you.
Oh,